This is Renovar Ministries, revealing Christ and renewing one heart at a time.
In the hands of God, the safest place in the world is to be directly in God's hands. Jonah was a Hebrew and he was God's prophet. God was displeased with the great wickedness in the city of Nineveh. So he instructed Jonah to go to Nineveh to proclaim his judgment on the city. Instead, Jonah disobeyed the Lord and tried to flee from the presence of the Lord by boarding a ship to Tarshish. God is both all-powerful and omnipresent. Now, omnipresent means that God can literally be everywhere all at once. So obviously, God still had his eyes upon Jonah and knew exactly where he was. The fact that God is all-powerful and present everywhere should come as a great encouragement to us as his children. God will always be there when we need him. Amen. Whilst Jonah was on the ship, God sent a mighty wind to the sea, causing a tumultuous storm. It was so severe that the ship almost broke into pieces. The sailors threw items overboard and prayed to their false gods, but nothing was working. Eventually, they woke Jonah up to call to his God. It was here that Jonah was able to witness about the living God that he served. He explained that he served the God who created the land and the sea. He also shared how he had fled from God's presence. Jonah was a good man and did not want others to suffer or die because of his disobedience. So he explained that the only way to calm the sea was to throw him overboard, and that they should do that because it was all his fault. Even though the sailors tried to save Jonah in their own strength and themselves by rowing to shore, it never worked. So eventually they asked God for his pardon and threw Jonah overboard. Although Jonah had sinned, God never stopped loving him. Jonah was faithful by not continuing to operate in disobedience. And the moment he tried to protect the others and make right with God, the Lord moved supernaturally to rescue him. He was swallowed by a big fish. Some English Bible translations say a whale. We need to understand that a sperm whale swallows squid and even smaller sharks whole. However, the fact that the stomach acid of the sea creature that swallowed Jonah didn't destroy him is a miracle. I want to encourage you that the moment you feel out of alignment with God, just surrender, submit to the Lord. Perhaps some of you have wandered off the path by choice or because of a lack of knowledge. Know that you can trust your God for a radical comeback, a total and radical rescue. No human being can do what God is capable of doing. It is this fact that we need to apply to our daily living. Nothing is too hard for God, and it is never too late for God to come to your aid. The verse for today's devotional is taken out of the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10. The word of God says, "Do not fear anything, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Be assured, I will help you. I will certainly take hold of you with my righteous right hand, a hand of justice, of power, of victory, of salvation." Hallelujah. Take a practical action step. Go to the book of Jonah and read and reflect on Jonah's prayer that he prayed to God from inside the stomach of the big fish or whale. It is never too late to reach out to God. Let us pray together. Father, thank you that nothing is too difficult for you, and that you provided such an insightful rescue for Jonah. God, thank you that you are a miraculous God. Lord, I humbly ask for your miracles to manifest in the lives of your children, for every son and daughter out there praying for a miracle into certain areas of their lives. Please glorify your holy name, Lord. May they testify of your goodness to others. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you and your family. May the Lord equip you and fill you with his peace this week. Amen.